This is Smart Tech, episode 1620, five big announcements from Google, the Google Pixel event. Hello and welcome to this Googled episode of Smart Tech. I'm your host, Chuck Minear, and I feel Googled today. On Tuesday, October 4th, 2016, Google held their Pixel event. Now, it wasn't quite an Apple spectacle. It seemed a little bit... If you've ever been to Southern California, it's kind of the difference between Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm. But that's okay. It was still... Knott's Berry Farm is still good. But they did have five solid announcements from the event. So thanks to The Verge for much of today's episode information. I'm going to go over those five announcements because I think they're pretty neat. One thing I will say is that Google seems to be taking a little more control of their ecosystem. When we talked about, do you want to go with Google Android or do you want to go with Apple? One thing I said is you need to kind of buy into an ecosystem and what works best together. And with this announcement, you can really see how Google is trying to rein in some of the hardware that works with their software so that they can give the same kind of experience that Apple users get. So that might be interesting to see how that evolves. So after weeks of leaks, kind of like the rhyme there, Google unveiled what we were all expecting, the Pixel and the Pixel XL smartphones. Both have a similar design and are differentiated mainly by the size of their screens. Google's Pixel includes a 5-inch 1080p display, and the XL features a larger 5.5-inch quad HD panel. Both devices are built by HTC and are powered by the latest Snapdragon 821 processor, 4 gigabytes of RAM, and 32 or 128 gigabyte of storage. Google has included fingerprint sensors on the rear, and both Pixel smartphones run a specialized version of Google's Android software, which includes support for the Daydream virtual reality headsets and new assistant software that we'll talk about later. Google's new assistant is a key part of the Pixel and of Google's keynote in general. And the search giant took a lot of time demonstrating what the assistant can do, from answering traditional speech queries to reaching into apps to make restaurant reservations or to play music. Google also focused on photography with the Pixel, boasting that DxO Mark scored the Pixel camera 89, the highest ever for a smartphone. Google is providing free unlimited storage for Pixel owners so you can store full resolution pictures and videos on Google Photos. That's big because those files can be big. And by the way, DxO is a German company, and what they do is they test every single lens, camera, they test combinations of the lenses and cameras, and they come up with a score. They test them for sharpness, for the way it renders colors, for the way it distorts or doesn't distort the picture. And then they give those cameras a rating. And this Google phone came out 89, which is the highest ever for a smartphone, even higher than the latest Apple phone, but not by much. Both Pixel devices will ship with the latest Android Nougat release. That's the name of their latest software, Nougat. It's, all after candies. And updates will be available immediately. Pricing starts at $649 for the smaller 5-inch Pixel, available for pre-order today. And Google is also giving out promo codes for Daydream Views with Pixel pre-orders. So what is a Daydream View? Well, announcement number two, Google unveiled its first headset for the Daydream VR platform, virtual reality. It's called Daydream View, and it's compatible with any Daydream-supported phone. The new lightweight headset has been designed to be soft and cozy. That's quote by them, by Google, thanks to the fact that it's made from the type of fabric you'd find in clothing. Google has worked with clothing designers to perfect the design. But apart from the fabric, it looks like a regular VR headset. Google has crafted an area in the headset where you can slide the remote control away when you're storing it, and it slots neatly into the front of the device. The Google Daydream view actually opens up in the front, and you place your phone inside of the view and close it. And then when you look through this virtual reality headset, you're actually looking at the screen of the phone. So there's no built-in electronics really in the Daydream view, but or at least viewable electronics, but it uses your phone already to do the computing power and then adjusts the display in a way that it looks 3D when you put this headset on. So it's pretty neat. Like the Pixel unveil, Google spent a lot of time focusing on the software aspects of the Daydream view. There's Google Street View, YouTube, Google Photos apps that are controlled with the remote. And naturally, you can watch 360 virtual reality videos with the YouTube app and explore around streets with the click of a button. Daydream View and the controller will go on sale in November, and it's only going to be $79. So that should be pretty accessible to most people. Number three was the Chromecast Ultra. Chromecast got an upgrade with Ultra, a version that supports HDR, Dolby Vision, and 4K content. The basics of the Ultra are largely the same as its predecessors. It's a disc with a plug on the end, and you plug it into your TV, but it also has an Ethernet port built into the power adapter, of all things. And the old Ultras, or the old Chromecasts, were purely wireless, which limits the bandwidth that you can send to your TV. So by putting an Ethernet port in the unit, you can also connect via hardwire and get much higher resolution content. Now, it is more expensive, but it's only $69, so that still seems pretty reasonable. You can pre-order the Ultra in November, and it ships in December. Google Play Movies will also start streaming 4K content in November. Number four was Google Wi-Fi. Now, last year, Google partnered with OnHub, and they were making routers. And, you know, it went fairly well, I guess. I don't know. But Google's making their own routers now, so maybe it didn't go that great. The new system, called Google Wi-Fi, is a multi-point network similar to Aero, letting you place modular router points throughout your house for maximum coverage. The system manages your connections as you move through the house, optimizing which router you're connected to. You can also actively manage the network through the app, including, in the demo, the ability to kick your kids off the internet by pressing pause. A single router costs $129, while a three-pack costs $299. Pre-orders start in November, and it ships in December. So what you would normally do in a house is you would put a router in your house, and then if it doesn't quite get across to the other side of the house, you might put a extender somewhere in your house. So what an extender does, lets you plug it in, and it takes and it repeats. It's also called a repeater. It repeats the wireless signal and kind of rebroadcasts it so that you can get more distance out of it. And that's the normal way of doing it. But there is a little bit of setup involved to be able to do that well and to have it work well. And you lose speed that way. So what Google has done is they've created these kind of mini routers, and you can place them throughout your house, and they talk to each other, and they do this automatically in the software. So the setup is very, very easy, and it will actually transfer the power to the unit that has the strongest connection and manage your Wi-Fi for you. So things that you used to have to do with software and have somebody who really knew Wi-Fi come and set up, you don't anymore. The Google product does it automatically, and I think that's a great addition, and I'm interested to try that out when it comes out. And number five, and the last one, which is direct competition to Amazon and its Alexa product, is Google Home. Google Home goes on sale next month for $129, which is definitely a shot across the bow with Amazon. The Amazon, what did I say before? I said Alexa, which is the Amazon Echo. The Echo is currently $179. So these units are basically the same. Home will ship on November 4th, and Google's new Smart Assistant features, which are included, will make it interesting to see how the two products, the Echo and the Home, stack up to each other. But Home is also designed to work with multiple units in a single house, kind of like Google Wi-Fi. So probably the same type of technology. So although the team is still working on support for multiple Google accounts, it also comes with a free 6-month trial of YouTube Red, which is their kind of ad-free first access to content paid service. So that's it. It seems like Google is creating their own infrastructure with a phone, with something that lets you do virtual reality, with something that connects to your television set, with a Wi-Fi router to let you connect to all of this, and with the ability to have a personal assistant all through your house. So it'll be really interesting to see how the public reacts to these. And we'll have more information on these as they become available and they're out to test. If you'd like even more information than I'm giving you on today's podcast, just go to our website. It's www.smarttech.tv. And we have everything technology there. We have several years of archived Smart Tech podcasts, along with information and blog posts and all kinds of interesting stuff. And so we hope that you'll go there and you'll take advantage. You can also click on the episode and leave a comment. And if you look over to the right side, let me say it this way. If you're in the episode and you're up at the top of the episode, you can share that particular episode on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Pinterest. We appreciate you doing that because I'll tell you what, word of mouth is the number one way our show gets promoted. But if you look over to the right side, you can do things like our Facebook page, which is really helpful. And most of our interaction with our listeners is actually on Facebook. You can also subscribe to our Twitter feed and you can subscribe to the show, which is absolutely free. Smart Tech is part of several technology networks. We're part of the Tech Podcast Network, but most importantly, we are part of Google Play, if you're an Android user especially, and we're part of iTunes, if you're an Apple user especially, although both platforms have apps for both of the other platforms. So you can listen to Google Play on an Apple, and you can listen to iTunes on an Android or on Windows. So go over there. All the links are there and it lets you subscribe for free. And what that means is whenever a episode is launched, then you're notified and you can listen to Smart Tech and hear my beautiful voice, which I'm sure you wait by the phone or your other devices to hear that. I know I do. So I hope that this episode was interesting to you and my jokes weren't too stale. And that I see you during our next episode. So until next time, this is Chuck Minear, your host, hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.